Dare I say, today was my favorite Woods Big List we've ever done, Wood.
I'll tell you what, man, it hit home, didn't it?
It wasn't the funniest one, it wasn't the craziest one, but man, did it feel good to do.
Absolutely, it was an absolute blast, and very patriotic going into this weekend.
Uh-huh.
Interesting round of the feud.
Yeah, it sure was.
And Prison Price is Right was, again, you try to be childish.
I did, I'm sorry, I need to stop being sophomoric.
Lock it up.
Raise the level of the show a little bit. You'll hear it all right now on the podcast.
Kelly and Wood.
All right, we are building Wood's Big List. We want to know from you right now.
What is the most America thing ever?
Most American thing ever. We can kick it off, Wood. You and I should probably get it started.
Come on with it.
I got one right off the bat here I want to put on there. Muscle cars.
Yeah.
That's got to be an American thing. We invented the muscle car.
Pretty much. I mean, you're not. I mean, you can get like high-end sports cars from other areas, but like that sound.
Listen to that. Oh yeah, I can smell that sound.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
getting 4 miles to the gallon.
Hell yeah!
Come on.
All right, so that kicks it off.
All right, the first thing that jumps to mind to me.
Yes.
Is now I'm going to go way back on you on the history books. Here,
okay,
all right?
Come on.
I'm going to go all the way back. There is nothing more American to me than the Boston Tea Party.
Wow, that's a good one, Wood.
You want to talk about some dudes who got, it was something like a 3-cent tax, and like, you know what? Get the boys together tonight. We're going to go, and we're going to throw everything they love into the ocean.
Into the ocean. That's a good one, Wood. Very good.
You want to talk about, like, that is going all the way back. That's who got here, settled here, and then finally gave pretty much the bird across the ocean to the most powerful country in the world, biggest army, everything. Remember, spoiler alert, everyone thought we were going to lose that war.
Right.
They thought they were going to come over here and just stomp us out. Didn't happen.
Speaking of the middle finger, is that American? Do other countries give the middle finger?
Other countries have different signs for like just like if you go to certain countries and give like the okay sign,
yeah,
that's a bad sign.
Right.
So yeah, I would say the middle finger.
That's American.
Can I bring one up? I was talking with my kids the other day in our kitchen.
Okay.
Like, during dinner, I like to have like music conversations with them.
Yes.
And I told them, I said, one of the most powerful songs to me, I think it's the most beautiful song in the world, is Louis Armstrong's What a Wonderful World.
Mm-hmm.
I think that song is just the best. Now, Louis Armstrong to me is like America as it gets. Do you know his backstory?
I don't.
So he was born in like obscene poverty. Like his mom was a teenage lady of the night.
Okay.
His father ran off. He ended up going to, he got arrested for it with a gun at like 11 years old and went to like pretty much juvenile detention. And that's where he started playing music.
Oh, wow.
And when he got older, he spoke out of like segregation, but then appreciated what America did and then went and was like an ambassador for the United States.
Wow. I didn't know any of this.
When he was like in his 60s, he knocked the Beatles off the charts. I mean,
dang.
His skill and like the way that he was knocked down could have been nothing and then built himself back up to what he was. I absolutely love Louis Armstrong. To me, that dude's flat out America.
Dude, all of yours are so good and all of mine are so shallow.
Like, I don't think so.
I was like, the NFL.
Yeah!
To me, the NFL is as American as it gets. It's big, it's loud.
Football in general.
It makes a ton of money.
Because, like, football, we have, like, these high school teams that go over and, like, play other countries and, like, their pro teams, and we beat them. Football is absolutely.
Our Pop Warner is beating them.
How about Rocky IV? Hell yeah.
Rocky fights the Russian?
And that almost ended the Cold War. I'll be quite honest with you, if I'm going to throw some things out there.
The movie did.
I think it did. You know, we stuck it to them. The commies were cheating and everything. Other texts rolling in here. Tyler, when I think of the most American thing, the 4-wide modified salute at your local dirt track. Yes.
I don't know what that means.
So all the cars getting like a 4-wide and come around and have like an American flag.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's pretty cool, man.
I just got goosebumps for some reason.
Kelly, how about rodeos? They pray to God during the national anthem.
Yep.
You hear the horses, the chutes, everyone standing. That's pretty good, too.
I'll give you that one. I love a good rodeo.
Becky says fireworks according to the aliens. You missed Alien Andy yesterday.
Someone was listening yesterday.
You know what she's talking about. Other ones rolling in here. The Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
Oh, yes.
I honestly just seeing video of that. I can't imagine being at that place in person.
Have you ever seen where they where they'll scold people who are acting out of line?
And rightfully so.
Right, 100%. I'm getting goosebumps talking about this.
You should be smacked if you go there and disrespect that, because that stands for so much,
right,
man.
Right. Like, they'll even scold a little kid acting out of line there.
And you get control of your children, man. Yeah. How about this? RV road trips.
Yes.
Or road trips. Another one texted, road trip blasting music.
Heck yeah.
I think you brought that up yesterday, didn't you?
I did. I was like, does any other country do road trips like we do? We're so big too that you can do a road trip here. You're not gonna do a road trip in Germany. It'll be 45 minutes. You're already to the other side of the country. Yeah,
shut up, Sandro. Change the music. How about this? Being the top choice in an online drop down menu where you have to pick what country you're from in the United States.
Bam. That's a good one right there.
That's a good one as well. Like Nicole's music festivals. That's a good one. Jesse, truck drivers. Yeah.
Yeah. Heck yeah. The way we do it, I got one here. How about hot dogs? I bet hot dogs are an American thing.
If not, we do it better than anybody.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
All beef, please, though. Please.
Oh, yeah.
Please.
I don't care. The cheaper, the better sometimes for me. Ah. I don't care what's it. Give me lips. Give me buttholes. I don't care.
Save that audio.
All right. Well, we got some calls and texts to get to. Someone sitting on hold talking about goosebumps. What do you think is American?
To me, it's definitely being at a sports game with the hot dogs and everyone singing the national anthem. And it's just, you know, honoring people who fought for our country.
Can we get in the trust tree here together for a second?
Let's get in here. Crowd in.
I choke up almost every time I'm at any sort of game and they do the national anthem.
I'd like to get out.
Sorry, I love America.
No, but
when the people start cheering towards the end, there's something about that for maybe just 45 seconds. All our differences are aside, and we're all just like, hell yeah, that was our national anthem. I don't care. I get goosebumps now even talking about. You know what? I don't care. I there's a lot of stupid things I cry about.
Yeah, a lot.
This ain't one of them, man.
At least I semi-like this one.
Now, Sarah, does this one make you emotional when you hear it?
Yeah, of course. Like you said, when everyone's gathering around and we're all cheering for the same thing and we all put our differences aside, like you said, it's awesome. And I get emotional too. So don't worry. Don't be embarrassed.
Right. And imagine for one moment, if you will, Sarah, because I know Wood stopped listening to me a long time ago.
All the people.
If we could do that in our real lives, just put our differences aside, band together, imagine the strength we would have.
Here we go.
It would be great. It world power, for sure.
Yes. Yes. Okay. All right. Let's keep the calls. Keep the texts coming. 320-656-9453. And Wood's Big List.
Mm-hmm.
What is just American? That's right. And we are doing Wood's Big List.
Get some awesome ones in here.
This is a great one for the 4th of July. What are we doing, Wood?
This is the most America thing you can think of.
Absolutely. A lot of calls, a lot of texts, people sitting on hold. What's up?
So you were just talking about the national anthem.
Yes.
And how emotional you get for that. I'll take it to the next step and a 21-gun salute and the playing of Taps.
Yes.
No doubt.
When they did that at my dad's funeral at the Fort Snelling Cemetery, I it's so burned into my memory and so vivid. Yeah, you're 100% right on that.
Yeah, very American.
Heck yeah. Yes. That is great.
And honestly, really, I don't want to say cool, but very fitting of, you know, what the honor that they deserve, you know?
Right.
Man, I'm getting choked up now thinking about it. Jeez.
That's a powerful one right there.
My grandpa died about 40 years ago, and same thing. It's burned into my brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You'll never forget it. That is a great one. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
This is a fun one. I mean, like, fun is in just, like, all these things that you didn't think of.
Well, right. And we had a lot of people text in, you know, the Taps and 21-gun salute. How about this one? It's a first-time texter, and I don't have a name here. When you see someone, an elderly or disabled veteran, standing up and saluting our flag no matter what.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Ooh, you're right on that.
You aren't lying, man. Especially, like, you know, like the World War II veterans. When they bring them out, like someone else mentioned, like at like a Twins game where they like honor a veteran. When you see someone like the World War II vets.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have many of them left.
Not many at all.
And they come out in like a wheelchair and still the national anthem comes up.
Oh,
and
dude.
They're like, help me up.
I'm going to cry this morning, man.
Man, that is... That is a good one. All right, we got to loosen her up here a little bit.
All right, yes, please.
How about Teddy Roosevelt riding a moose? The man was a president.
Huh?
And I believe that's a fake picture, but there's a picture that he was like riding a moose and someone said he rode it into battle. I don't know about that one.
Is that the proper animal to be taking into battle?
I tell you what, if I saw a guy on a moose, That's probably the guy in charge.
You're waving the white flag.
How we as a country rally after natural disasters or things that happened bad.
Yep. 9/11 was a big one.
Or you see any sort of hurricane. What do you see? You always see all those, you know, line workers and electricians and stuff going down there to repair for, by the way, out of their own pockets. How about going to the moon? Hell yeah.
Man. Well, that's if we did it.
No, I'll come across this table, right? This ain't the weekend to do it. Also, state fairs. That's a good one there.
Heck yeah.
Other ones, grilling, beer. Yes, yes. Ooh, how about full-on American flags on the back of a truck? That was a great one coming from Danielle. Also, tiny American flags in the hands of kids.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay. I love this country so much.
It's the best damn country there is, man. Sorry.
Is a small town, would you say a small town is a...
I think so.
Because we got small... I was just thinking that. We got the small town salute coming up in a little bit.
And all those little small town festivals. I was out at Foley Fun Days. All those little ones. I absolutely love those. I absolutely think that is a massive part of it. Monster trucks, yes.
Yeah, man. I had that one written down, too.
How about the fact that you are allowed to talk trash about your own government leaders?
And not end up in jail.
A gulag.
Or dead.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Voting... Man, it's just, there's a lot of good ones on Chuck Norris. All right, I'll throw him on there too. Like we have like super patriotic, you know, bald eagles, all this stuff. And then it's like Hulk Hogan music.
Look at Sarah's riding on a pontoon boat around a lake for hours, drinking a cold beverage. That's gotta be America.
River tubing on here as well. Okay. Dang.
I want to get out and experience America. All right, we got some people still sitting on hold. Let's get to these calls. Hello.
Hey, I think Francis Scott Key in the War of 1812 writing the national anthem.
Heck yeah!
Yeah, man.
Looking out the window!
Heck yeah, that's a really good one.
Yeah, there you go.
There ain't no national anthem as good as ours. We've listened to some other ones.
Yeah, a lot of them are suck.
They're weak. Yeah, they're weak.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, thanks, brother.
Hey, thank you.
I'll take that one.
On the back of that, how about when you see in the Olympics someone accepting their gold medal and then they sing the national anthem?
Oh, dude! You're going to make me cry this morning, man.
Just reminding everybody, we're on top, and this is our song, and I'm going to sing it right here in your face.
Oh, jeez.
Love it.
I never thought patriotic stuff would get me all choked up. Hey, what doesn't get me choked
up? Best damn country in the world, man.
All right, we got time. Let's get... Oh, man, this went by so quick, too. Mm-hmm. Dang. All right, we got time for this one. What's up?
To be honest, I feel like people who are more American than, like, born Americans are immigrants who relinquish their citizenship to become... Americans.
That's true.
That's a bold statement right there. I didn't even think of that.
Like, people that have to take, like, the citizenship test.
Yeah.
That test is absurdly hard.
They know more
hard.
About America than high school graduates, for sure.
Yeah.
We would all fail that test, honestly. If we had to take it, we would fail.
I wouldn't. But
I'm going to download a copy right now.
Please do, and I knock it out the park. But you're right. And think of, like, successful immigrants. Like, Elon Musk, isn't he an immigrant?
Yeah, he's from Africa. Yeah. Africa.
So it's amazing. Like, I think you're 100% right. It's the land of opportunity if you want to come and take it, you know?
Yeah, that was a good one, Tammy. I like that one. Man, I could keep this going all morning.
Yes, back-to-back World War champs from Tony. Yes, sir.
Samantha, dairy farmers.
That's
heck
right.
Yeah. All right. Well, at some point, unfortunately, we do have to stop.
How about the last one here?
Yes.
John Hancock.
Yeah.
Him signing his name so big on the Declaration of Independence to make sure the king saw his name first.
Yeah.
Woo! That's a middle finger.
Yeah, man.
We ain't going anywhere. Man, I'm so glad we live in the best country in the world.
Well, thank you for this list
today.
Come
on, man.
Kelly and Wood.
All right, we got the spot on our fun bus to go out to see Brad Paisley at WeFest. We'll get you in the VIP area, all of that. Mm-hmm. We just need to get someone on the phone right now. A couple people to play the Prison Price is Right. Tammy, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, Jesse, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, ladies, it is now time to play the Prison Price is Right.
I have a list of items from a prison commissary. You will tell me who gets closer. It doesn't matter about going over, under. No. We look for the closest. Kelly, you, of course, representing the texters.
Yeah.
And our callers representing themselves. We'll start off here with Tammy. Tammy, you ever been to prison?
Nope.
Okay. Know anybody inside in prison?
Yeah, I do. Yep.
Hey!
All right.
Here we go.
Here's the question. Have you ever had to put any money in their commissary?
No, I don't even talk to them.
Okay. Ooh, all right. Man, you go to jail with Tammy, you get cut out.
That's right. Jesse, what about you? Been to jail?
I have not.
Know anybody on the inside?
Nope.
Okay.
I don't.
Okay.
At a bit of a disadvantage, but.
Yeah, Timmy may have a little up on you here. But all right, so here we go. We have our first item up for bid today. Kelly Jordan, class it up. I'm going to tell you that right here and now.
All right.
This is a 4-pack of mixed nuts.
They have 4-person cells?
Watch yourself now.
All right.
Lock it up. All right, we're going to start off with you, Tammy. How much would you pay for a 4-pack of mixed nuts in the prison Price is Right from the prison commissary?
$4.
$4.
Now, does that come with a tea bag?
You know what? You're in timeout. Sit over there. Jesse, you're up next. How much would you pay in the prison Price is Right from the prison commissary for a 4-pack of mixed nuts?
Oh, I'm going to say $5.50.
What was, I didn't hear the first one. I was too busy being sophomore.
Yeah, Tammy guessed $4. Jesse guessed $5.50. Kelly Jordan representing the texters. Texting in the word podcast right now to 320-656-9453. How much would you pay for a 4-pack of mixed nuts from the prison commissary?
Could I go right in between them? And say $4.50?
It's your world, man.
I'll say $4.50. I'll go right down the middle.
$4.50. Well, guess what? That was a wise move because you were all too high.
Oh.
Four-pack of mixed nuts from the prison, Price is Right, is $2.80, which means, Jesse, unfortunately, you are not going on the fun bus, at least yet.
All right. Thanks,
Jesse,
guys.
I apologize.
Start texting in podcast to 320-656-9453.
All right.
Bye, Jesse.
Bye.
Kelly, you're getting very good at this game, by the way.
I don't know why. I'm just in the zone.
All right. Well, then you're going to go first on this one here, all right? Kelly Jordan, how much would you pay from the prison commissary and the prison Price is Right for a wool knit scarf?
Oh, fancy.
To keep it cold on those long nights of doing hard time.
When I'm in the yard?
Mm-hmm.
All right. A wool knit scarf?
A wool knit scarf.
What
is
an
what
odd thing to have in prison.
Well,
I'm surprised they allow that. Like, couldn't you hang yourself with that?
Answer the question, sir.
I got questions for your question. All right, come on. Scarf, wool knit scarf, prison commissary, $5.
$5 even from Kelly Jordan. All right, Tammy, for a chance to get on the fun bus, to go to the VIP campsite with us and everything, how much would you pay in the prison Price is Right for a wool knit scarf?
$6.50.
All right, let me do the math here. Tammy, guess what?
What?
You're on the fun bus!
Oh, no! I wanted to finish the week strong.
She edged you out by about 40 cents. It was $5.95.
Oh, man. Nice job, Tammy, on that one. That's because she's got friends on the inside, though. She said she has friends in prison.
That's true. She can maybe tell them at the next meetup. Yeah. No touching!
Well, Tammy, congratulations. You're getting aboard our fun bus. Come into our VIP area at WeFest when we go up there to see Brad Paisley.
Nice. Thank you very much.
Making you feel better about yourself every morning. It's time to get trashy with Kelly and Wood.
It sure is. Wood will now give us a story with some trashy elements to it. We'll give it a trashy score, put it up on the trashy scale, and the trash flash.
We're headed to
Florida!
California!
Awesome.
All right.
West Coast trash. I don't know. What is California known for?
West Coast there.
Bankrupt trash.
Sunshine. Who knows? Either way, we have Justin Garcia. Now, Garcia is 30 years old, and he's hanging out with his cousin. Now, they're in the house, and no word on which one was on which side. But apparently, Garcia and his cousin started discussing which was better. Whole milk? Or almond milk.
An argument as old as time.
Right. I mean, come on. And they started getting a little heated about this. And at one point in time, Garcia became so enraged over the argument over which was better, whole milk or almond milk, he decided, you know what? I'm going to punch my cousin right in the face.
Right in the kisser.
Sure enough, he jumped up, punched his cousin in the forehead, and that's when the two started brawling.
Who got hurt more in that punch?
The victim at that point in time struck Garcia back, hitting him in the shoulder. They then started to fight, and Garcia said, you know what? I'm taking it up a notch. and pulled a knife. Nah, it wasn't that big. It was just a pocket knife with a 3-inch blade. But either way, the other cousin wasn't feeling it and fled the house out into the front yard. Garcia gave chase, though, and followed him out there. And at this point in time, stabbed his cousin on the left side of the torso, causing a small laceration.
There had to be something else bubbling beneath the surface that they've been angry about for years.
You would think so.
And the milk argument was the final straw.
Well, the uncle, who was out front working on his car in the front yard, then got involved. He jumped into the fray, separating the cousins, and the fight continued. 911 was called, and authorities pulled up. Sure enough, Garcia was pinned on the ground by other family members.
Boy, that's an embarrassing one in front of the neighbors, isn't it?
He was yelling to the police officers that my cousin thinks he's better than the whole family.
And better than whole milk.
He also claimed that his cousin came at him with a stick, although no stick was found and no one would back up his story. A knife, though, was found in his pocket with the blood of the guy he stabbed. That was enough for cops. He was arrested on the scene and taken to jail. No word on whether or not he was almond milk or whole milk guy.
What are they using in the cafeteria there? I hope it's his favorite.
Either way, I don't know if he's going to have his choice there on the inside.
Well, we can definitely give this one a score.
Please.
I better get the intern house band ready. There was a lot of twists and turns to this one. Arguing about milk. Trashy.
Oh, okay.
And we're in the land of dairy.
I was about to say.
But still, it's all good.
People get heated, man.
I don't know. Maybe dairy farmers don't like almond milk.
I don't know. I know my dad gets hot if you even put skim milk on the table.
Really?
He'll let you know.
Skim milk is my favorite.
Oh, as my dad would say, that figures.
Oh, wow.
Hey, I'm just telling you what he says.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to give an argument about milk 200 points.
I'm a 2% guy myself.
I don't like the creaminess of it.
Punch to the face right there. That's how it happens.
Give me my knife.
Mm.
All right. So, and then an argument about milk alone is trashy.
Okay.
It escalating to physicality, that's another 150 points on that same argument right there.
All right.
When it gets to the point that you're pulling out a knife, when it gets to the point, I say, where you're pulling out a knife over the argument about milk, you just ratcheted up the trashiness a little bit.
Agreed.
I'll give you 175 points on that. That's 525 points for one argument.
Okay.
The fact that you're doing it out in the front yard,
yeah,
and your neighbors are seeing you hold someone down in your front yard, dude.
That's trashy.
Trash.
Yeah.
I'm going to give that 200 points right there.
You know those neighbors were looking on Zillow later on that
day. Yeah, like, oh, boy.
I got to get the hell out of here.
All right, so we got that. They were both arrested, correct?
No, just Garcia was.
Okay.
I think I got stabbed. What are you arresting him for?
I don't know. He escalated the argument.
All right.
He could have just been like, yeah, almond milk's the best.
No, he got arrested.
But how about your uncle having to jump in and break up a fight?
Okay.
That's trashy. If that ever happens to you, that's trashy. All right. I think we got a good score on this one, Wood, if you're ready for it.
Come on.
Today, our gentlemen fighting over milk earned themselves a respectable 950 points.
Trashy.
Kelly and Wood.
Name something people do on a sunny day.
Ooh, okay. Oh, isn't that nice for the 4th of July weekend?
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome.
All right. That's what we have up today in this round of
The View.
Ready.
All right, so you go first then.
Yeah, because you won last time, I go first.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Sunny Day, name something people do on a sunny day.
Go swimming.
Dang, it was on my list.
Please tell me that's on there. Is that not on there?
Hey, be more specific.
Go to a lake.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Okay.
I'll give you that. Because we don't go to the beach. We don't have oceans, so okay. Go to the beach. Go to the lake. Right. I'll give you that one. That's the number one answer, by the way.
We got beaches on our lake. Don't we have more beachfront than California or something like that?
I think waterfront, not beachfront.
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that sounded right. No, that sounded right.
That's what I'm looking for.
That sounded right.
Okay. Let me hear that question again, please.
We asked 100 people, name something people do on a sunny day. The number one answer has been...
All right. What about, like, exercise? Like, play golf.
Play sports, that's on the list.
Come on now.
Play sports.
Exercise and play golf to me are two totally different
things. Play sports. I took the second one. Play sports.
All right. Exercising can be playing sports. Okay. All right. Wearing a little thin now. Mm-hmm. What is the question again, please, Brian Riley?
We asked 100 people, name something people do on a sunny day.
I'm going to say this one, and it's tumbling around in the old memory banks there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say get ice cream.
Ooh, that's a good answer.
I always know when you give that response.
It's not on the list.
I hate that answer, though.
What do I need to say to make you not believe?
It's all right. It's all right. I like playing with one strike. Puts me in the pocket.
There you go.
All right, can I hear that question again?
We asked 100 people, name something people do on a sunny day.
All right, I don't know, this is very, I mean, somewhat similar to Kelly's, but you don't have to do this to do that.
Okay.
Tan.
Damn it, I was going to say that.
Go outside, get a little tan, get a little color on them buns.
It's not on the list.
No!
Not on the list. Man. Not on the list.
Wow!
Bunch of pale people.
By the way, 3 answers left on the board. Both of you, 1 strike against you. We asked 100 people, Kelly, name something people do on a sunny day.
I don't know how to phrase this. And it's probably going to be an X anyway.
Oh, boy. Talk it out. Talk it out.
I want to say something about like a convertible, like put the top down or...
Pop the top of that eclipse.
Wait, no, I want to say something else. I want to say something else, judging by the look on Brian Riley's face. I'd like to retract that answer.
Pop the top down.
On my 6-foot.
At least you said it out loud. Went, okay, that's not a...
How about...
I came up with another one.
Is go to the pool on there?
No, go to the beach was the answer. That was already on the list.
How many times you want credit for that answer?
So is Kelly an indoor hermit? Like, is this what we're learning here? No, I'm out of ideas after 1.
How about this? Go fishing.
It's a great answer, but it's not on the list. On the list.
I had boating / fishing.
Actually, isn't cloudy days better for fishing? Brian Riley, you're the resident fishing expert.
They're both good. I mean, you go early morning when it's sunny and all day the other times.
Okay. Now, I have a couple answers I'd like to see if they're on the list.
Okay. Please.
My next one was going to be cookout.
Oh, it's a good one.
Barbecue.
It's not on the list. Not on the list.
What about run through a sprinkler?
Not on the list.
This looks
nice.
It does. What the hell?
You
can't even drive a convertible on this list?
Come on, Kelly's popping the top with his poopy shell necklace. I'm running through a sprinkler. What else do you want?
All right, here's the list. All right, name something people do on a sunny day. The number one answer, go to the beach. Okay. You were close. Have a picnic.
To me, that would have been cookout.
Right. Yeah, but see, sometimes people bring the ham sandwiches.
You're right.
You know, play sports, number 3 on the list. Number 4, go for a walk.
Damn, I was going to say that one, too.
Okay.
And the last one, garden.
Yeah. I could have had a million guesses at that one.
That answer sucks. Well,
have either of you ever gardened anything?
Yeah.
What?
What are you, a cop? Cilantro!
Sure. Okay. Well, Wood, you did it today, my friend.
I know.
Going into the long weekend, Wood wins another round of
The Feud!
Sometimes Kelly finds things interesting that no one else does. And I mean no one. It's time for Maybe It's Just Me.
It's almost as if all the answers are right here on Earth already. So there's a jellyfish, a species of jellyfish, that essentially lives forever. It ages backwards. So even after achieving full maturity, it starts the cycle all over again of regenerating itself constantly. And they think that this creature is biologically immortal. It never dies. Unless it gets, like, you know, caught in a boat propeller or something like that. But
hooray for boats.
Yeah, right. Or okay. Maybe if it stings somebody and you throw it up on shore or something like that. But they are studying to figure out how this thing regenerates all the cells of its body and essentially lives forever to see if there's something they can do for us that we could live forever. And even if not live forever, just to have a better quality of life up until the end.
Give us a little something here.
Right, so you're not all hunched over at the end.
So this is like the Benjamin Button of
jellyfish.
Animals.
Yeah. But it's for real, for real.
Now, I have a question. Now, hear me out here.
I'm listening.
If your body regenerates cells, right?
Yes.
At what point in time are you just a new human being?
Right. Like, if it keeps regenerating brain cells and everything else.
Right.
At some point, you're not the same person anymore. But I would think that the new cells would then take on the old memories and such. Take on the old personality. Because you would train them, right?
Maybe.
Train the cells.
Wait, so you could be cooler or not as cool as you were?
I wouldn't worry about that, Brian.
I wasn't speaking for me.
You'll be just fine.
Because what is it? Our skin, like, regenerates something. Right. That's why there's dead skin
cells.
That's
why they say you should try, like, foods that you didn't like, say, 2 years ago. Try again, because your tongue is different now.
Yeah, it's like, I think it's every 7 years they say your tastes change.
Right. So who knows? There's stuff you maybe didn't like 7 years ago that now would be your Brussels sprouts. That's one for me. I hated them. Now I love them.
Well, they changed the flavor on those.
That's right. We did that, and maybe it's just me, actually.
Right.
Thank you for listening.
Speaking of changing, did you know they changed the flavor of bananas?
I know they changed the design of bananas.
Like, the taste of bananas have changed. There's the original taste of a banana, so like Runtz.
Yeah.
That flavor is no longer an actual flavor of banana.
Good, because those taste like crap.
Yeah, banana-flavored candy is the worst. They just need to leave it up.
100%.
Even if it's a Starburst, no matter... Wait, no, not Starburst.
No, Starburst is lemon. Lemons are legit.
I don't like lemon either. Every lemon one tastes like Pledge to me.
You're out of your mind.
So, I'm allowed to have opinions, dude.
Just have them be right. Banana candy, though, like, honest to God, like, if you order banana cream pie or whatever as a, at a restaurant for your dessert, what are you doing?
I don't know, honestly, banana
splits? What the hell's that about?
I don't mind a banana split.
That's where you're wrong.
I don't mind a banana split.
You just crossed a line that a lot of people are...
What about banana bread?
Banana bread is the only banana thing I like.
Because it doesn't even taste like banana.
Exactly.
What about bananas?
No. Awful. Like, if I was a monkey, I don't know what I'd do. I'd be in trouble.
You wouldn't be immortal, that's for sure.
No, not even a little.
Mangoes or something.
You'd be knocking at death's door immediately.
Now, going back to the immortal thing, are they close to figuring anything out, or are they just, like, working on it?
And I wouldn't want to be immortal anyway.
No.
I'm looking forward to the sweet embrace of death.
Well, think how crowded the planet would get. You know what I mean?
Right.
And plus, what would someone like 600 look?
You could still die by, you know, being shot, or there'd be ways to die. It's just old age wouldn't be one of them anymore.
Yeah.
If they could keep me, say I was going to die at 85, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I could be healthy up until 85 and then boom, just one day gone. That would be pretty sweet.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That sounds awful. No, it doesn't.
Boom?
Your life isn't stressful enough. That's why.
I wouldn't want to know. I'd rather just get hit by a bus or something. Not today, you know. But
have a nice, slow, painful
death. I feel
death.
Like if you become immortal, more people are going to be risk takers because they're like, well, screw it.
Right. Absolutely.
But I could see that.
Either way, they're studying this jellyfish to find out if they can find out whatever makes it immortal and make us immortal. But we're still a ways off. So.
Not bad today going into holiday, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. I'll have another one for you on Wednesday. Who knows? I may come in on the 4th and do one. Just out of the blue, I'll be here doing it. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. But they're usually facts that only I find interesting, and I don't care if nobody else does. Not at all. Because sometimes... Welcome to the bonus track. It's our first break of the morning. I told Wood that I had the perfect day yesterday. I wouldn't change a single second of it.
Come on.
We'll do that. Wood's expensive dinner was ruined by the tiniest little thing.
These freaking kids.
And I'm sure we talked about something else too. I just don't know what it is. So we'll all discover together right now on the bonus track.
Kelly and Wood.
We might have broken a new record for first-time texters. We asked for 3. We got 19.
That's what we do, man.
Insanity.
Shout out to everyone kicking off their holiday weekend with us, of course.
Heck yeah.
Up and early in Adam this morning.
Up on Adam.
We always love to hear from you on text. I don't even care if we ask for a text. You can always text in and be a part of the show.
And we try to get back to you. If we don't, we still read them even if we don't get back to you. So I think that would feel rude if you text in and we don't text you back.
Right.
But sometimes they're rifling through so quick we miss one, so...
Some of them can go pretty quick, so.
Yes.
But we just want to say thank you, and hopefully we kick off the holiday weekend right here for you.
Wood, this is the summer of...
Wood, baby.
Summer of Wood,
mm-hmm.
Which you set the precedent. I'm trying to live up to your standards.
Come on with it.
I wore shorts to work for the first time ever.
Yes.
I never wear shorts to work because I hate my legs, which you made fun of me already this morning.
Fancy little legs.
And that's why I don't wear shorts. But I was in such a good mood this morning, I thought, I'm going to change it up.
Good.
I'm going to say something here, and I want you to buckle up.
I'm listening.
You know I'm kind of a pessimist, you know?
No. No way.
If things are going good, I look for the bad, right?
Right.
Just the way I am, the way I've been. I don't know why. Doesn't matter to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say yesterday I had the perfect day.
Okay.
There was nothing wrong with it. I told my son, hey, let's go fishing. Like, I always wanted to take him fishing, but I always feel like I have to wait till everybody's ready in the house to do it. And it's just, I was like, no, son, me and you are going to go fishing. We can swing by the Quick Trip, grab a couple sandwiches, and hit the lake. We don't need, you know, all these snacks and this and that and the other. It's like, we'll grab a bag of chips and a sandwich and hit the lake.
Rough it a little bit.
Right. So we did that. My son caught, I don't know, maybe 40 sunfish yesterday.
Dang.
Just reeling them in. So that was awesome, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I got close to getting upset because I forgot to get a fishing license. So I'm on my phone trying to buy one and it's not working. And my anxiety and my anger level is starting to slowly creep up. But I was like, nope, this is a good day. Let's back it down. Okay. It's just a fishing license. Call the DNR. They'll get it straightened out.
Did anyone tell you, like, hey, where's your license?
No, but like, I'm not going to fish without a fishing license. That's a huge fine if you get caught. And it's just, the money goes back to the state.
You're in the bluegill. They're not going to catch you. Hammer down.
I will sink this boat.
Yeah.
No, so then I finally get the fishing license. And I'm fishing. The bait that we bought was grossly overpromised on the outside of the container. It said 36 worms per container. Wasn't even close. My anger level started to creep back up again because I feel like I got gypped on my worms.
I'm not going to lie to you. Your son sounds like possibly the prophet if he caught 40 fish with 36 worms. But no,
I bought two containers
okay,
of it.
All right.
And sometimes the fish wouldn't take the worm.
Okay.
My son was taking his own fish off, which is that is a milestone because then it's more fun to go because you're not having to stop down all the time, take their fish off, and then go back to fishing, right?
And even as a grown man, I still don't like touching fish.
Right, and he was doing a good job with it. Well, then we ran out of bait. Now, that could have been the end of the day. But I was like, hey, why don't we go out to the middle of the lake and let's just do some swimming. Let's jump off the boat and just have some fun. And we did that for maybe an hour and a half, just jumping off the boat, listening to music.
Mm-hmm.
And I was driving home yesterday. I was like, this was the perfect day. Like, I could have ruined it easy by mm-hmm. getting all anxious about not having enough bait, not being able to get a fishing license, running out of bait super early, whatever.
You could have gone typical Kelly Jordan.
Right, and just catastrophized the whole thing. But I got home and I told my wife, I was like, this was my perfect day. Because we both have sons. We both have sons and we both have daughters.
Correct.
There's certain expectations you had of what it would be like to have a son. Yesterday was that expectation for me. Like, I always thought, like, hey, we'll hang out and we'll do this and we'll do that. Well, it hasn't happened yet until yesterday.
Good for you for going to do it, man.
And I was just like, I told my wife, I was like, I want to do this every day, which it's too expensive. The gas for the boat is just insane.
Yeah, but
that thing burns through fuel like I'm setting it on fire.
But maybe not every day, but maybe you get out there every Friday or Thursday
right,
or
like
whatever.
Once a week. I was like, this was so much fun. And I realized, and I'll be done talking after this.
Don't be. We have like four more hours to fill.
I realized a new feeling last night that's better than crawling into clean sheets after taking a shower.
Mm-hmm.
Being in the lake all day, taking a shower, being in the lake in the sun, taking a shower, then climbing into clean sheets.
Very nice.
Oh, man. I didn't want to fall asleep because I wanted to enjoy that feeling a little bit longer.
Congratulations on your first Summer of Wood day.
It was
mm-hmm.
full from beginning to end.
Exactly.
We had a fun show yesterday, got home, got to go. Yesterday was perfect. I don't know if another day will ever live up to yesterday.
Wow. How about today?
Well,
make
come
it even
on,
better.
What you got? What you got in store for me?
Well, apparently some things.
Entertain me, King.
Yes.
How was your day? I'm sorry I've dominated the first 5 minutes of the show. I apologize.
I do want to mention one thing about your little boat day, though.
Come on.
Your son yesterday, you put up a nice picture of you and him on the boat. Was that SPF 6000 he had on his face? For the first time in your son's life, he was white yesterday.
My wife babies the kids and puts sunscreen on them. I'm like, he's 12 years old. Let the kid put sunscreen on himself.
Okay.
He was like.
So that was his doing.
Yeah, I was like, okay. Oh, Vinny, that is a lot of sunscreen. Mm. And I was like, and this stuff, I might even still have some on. Like, it doesn't even come off in
I
the
don't
shower.
See any.
Okay. And he was just like. Just putting it all over his face.
I kind of saw him. I was like, what is going on?
But better too much than not enough.
True.
You know what I mean? And even though he's got super dark skin, mm-hmm. he's still got to protect it. So I was like, ah, screw it. He did look like a, what do they call those, kabuki dancers or whatever?
Yeah. I mean, he was just like, whoa.
How about the picture of the fish that I posted with him? That thing looked like a little minnow.
Yeah.
I didn't say he caught 40 good fish.
Hey.
Just 40 fish.
I was like, oh, cool. Kelly's fishing with a geisha, maybe? I don't know what that is. But either way, I'm glad you had a great day because I honestly tried to do something very nice last night. We have been doing our grocery shopping for some reason on Thursdays this past couple of weeks. I don't know
just
how
in a pattern.
It was usually a Friday. Something got messed up. Whatever.
You're in a new pattern.
So yesterday we're at the grocery store and I see crab legs are on sale.
Wow.
And I say, you know what?
Must be nice.
Summer of Wood.
I got to get a look at your paycheck.
Give me some of those crab legs.
Yeah.
So I get steak. I get crab legs. Now I'm not getting steak.
For a Thursday
for
night?
Exactly.
What? Wow. What the hell's going on at the Woodhouse?
Honestly, I thought it was Friday like 17 times yesterday, so maybe that was one of them. Anyways. So I'm like, you know what? We're going to do some surf and turf at the house. Now, I'm not buying steak for the kids because, hey, what the hell? Give them some chicken nuggets and hot dogs. They'll be fine.
Yeah.
But I wanted the kids to try crab for the first time. right? Because wow. I love crab. I think crab is better than lobster.
I don't even know if I've ever had it.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding.
Oh, you're missing out.
And I've been out to eat with you at many nice restaurants. I've never had it.
Well, because like king crab for like during COVID and everything, dude, like it was obscene. How when we went to that nice restaurant in New York, when the big boss man was paying,
yeah,
everyone got steaks and I saw crab legs. It's like, I want crab legs. It was like $100 and I got a crab leg.
For $100?
Yeah. Don't you? That's why I was so hungry afterwards.
I'm sure Bob Layton was happy about that.
It was good. But so yesterday, I get everything going. But my kids, God love them, were on my last nerve yesterday.
Yeah.
They keep leaving the doors open in my home as they're running in and out of the house.
I hate that so much.
As I sat down for this fantastic meal, I got a filet mignon. I got crab legs. I got everything I need.
Jeez, dude.
I also had 3 flies in my house. The entire dinner. Yep. And they keep landing on me, and they come near the food. It ruined my entire dining experience.
Why didn't you?
I was trying, because I'm not going to kill a fly during a meal, because then it lands in the food.
Right.
No. They go full kamikaze, blam, into the potatoes. I was raging at the end of this meal. I was finally, I was like, I turned to the kids. I was like, I swear to God, kids, the next one of you that leaves the door open, you're finishing the rest of your life on the other side of the door. It was like eating in the Sudan. It was driving me out of my mind.
That's terrible, because I'm guessing that meal wasn't cheap.
Oh, no, it wasn't. But it wasn't. Honestly, it wasn't bad. I got like 3 clusters of snow crab for like $15. That's not bad
at
all.
Is that good?
It's not bad at all.
I don't even think they sell snow crab at the place I shop at.
Mm.
The Pick and Save?
Oh, nah. Maybe some kind of crab is just chopped up fish.
My wife shops at this place called Mike's Discount Foods.
Mm.
And on the wall, it has a sign that says, we are licensed to sell food either nearing expiration date or past expiration date.
Some of it's fine.
You ever heard of something like that?
Yeah, some of that's okay. Depending on the food.
My wife comes home with that stuff sometimes. I'm like, okay, is this near or past expiration date?
Look. If you're hungry enough, doesn't matter.
No, I'm not eating no expired snow crab, though.
I knew.
I'd probably kill somebody.
But I was very happy with myself. I mean, everything was fantastic.
Oh, good for you.
Dang flies.
You need to hang those fly strips in your house.
No.
Because that is a sign of class.
You walk by and it's got 30 flies on it.
Or you need one of those like blue lights they have in a restaurant that attracts flies. And then you don't have... Or get a... Get a bug zapper inside the house.
Or, hear me out, here's a wild idea. Close the damn doors.
Dude, we had a dragonfly in our house the other day because my kids don't know how to close a door. And we don't even live near a lake. I thought they only hung out by... I mean, the closest lake is a half a mile away from our house.
Do dragonflies have souls? Is that what that story is about?
The hell?
Like, you don't want to kill a dragonfly because it's like bad Mugumbo.
I don't know.
Or have they just been getting by on free and easy on me because I read something on a milk carton once?
It very well could be.
On the back like a cereal box. I was like, wow, I'll never touch one again.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me for today. Do dragonflies have souls?
No. All right. Thank you very much, everybody. Wait,
can I say one last thing about your meal last night?
Please.
How come you brought in spaghetti this morning for breakfast then?
Because I'm the only one in my house that eats actual leftovers.
Okay.
I'll eat stuff from like 3 days ago before it goes bad.
I thought maybe you would have had a steak in here this morning.
No, I saved the leftovers for my wonderful wife.
Your wife?
Well, honestly, I owe my wife a little bit because I'm going to play golf today. I'm also playing poker this evening. So,
it must be nice to have friends.
She's single momming it today.
Good for you, man.
Welcome to the life, Mom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Will you even talk to her at all today?
Maybe a little bit. Maybe shoot her a text. Hey, where are
you? Oh, you good? You good?
All right. You live?
Should we do some history?
Come on.
Actually, I don't need friends anymore. I got my son now.
Oh,
that poor kid.
Yeah. God damn, Dad. You got to get some friends.
Dad, I would love to hang out with someone my own age, if that's okay.
Yeah. Boat again? Cool. All right.
It was on this day, Wood, back in 1936.
What's happening? I'm going to need you to go ahead and come in tomorrow. So if you could be here around 9, that would be great. Okay.
Congress approves the 40-hour work week on this. Why is that a government thing? Why is the 40-hour work week a government thing?
Why is everything a government?
It should be like a business, like business to business should decide.
You can still. I mean, businesses can decide. Because I think some places, was it like Starbucks or something that made news? Because like full-time employees, like 32 hours or something like that.
Well, I saw that. You know, everyone's been talking about that 4-day work week.
Mm-hmm.
Something like 66% of businesses plan to try that in 2024.
I've talked about it many times. My brother ran a plant in Alabama,
yeah.
And he switched it to a 4-day work week, and everyone loved it. Productivity went up.
I believe it, but you and I would still have to be here 5 days a week.
Unless we as a society decided which day was that.
We won't. We'll argue about it on social media, and then it'll ruin the whole thing.
Monday. Monday's the new Sunday.
That would be awesome.
It'd be great for football.
It would be awesome to not get the Sunday blues anymore. It'd become the Monday blues,
you already got
whatever.
Those.
But then it's 1, 2, 3, 4, boom, done.
Right.
Oh, man, it'll never happen in our lifetime. It was on this day in 1953. The first Corvette rolled off a Chevy's assembly line. Guess how much the first Corvette was sold for?
I'm going to guess like $3,200.
Man, you're right on the nose. $3,250. Wow. You could get one for $3,250.
Mm.
I'm not a huge like classic car fan, but an old Corvette, that would be sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when we went to Wisconsin Dells,
mm-hmm.
and there was that like Corvette convention there?
Yeah.
Man, that was cool. That was so cool to see.
And I think the new ones are freaking awesome.
Man.
They look like Ferraris.
That's America's sports car, they call it.
Come
that, right?
on, man.
In 1995.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined.
Garth Brooks gets a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Oh, all right.
I didn't know he had one on there.
No, especially that's weird considering like some of the people, like Christina Applegate just got one.
Yeah.
How did Garth Brooks get one before?
I always thought the Hollywood Walk of Fame was for actors.
Yeah, same here.
What was he in?
I don't know. Maybe music
was
videos?
Was it the Chris Gaines thing when he acted like a different person?
I don't think so. So who knows what they handle? They hand those out to some weird people at times too.
Let's do some birthdays real quick, my friend. Celebrating a birthday today.
Jack, Jim, Kilo, I'm apple pie. This is my getting over her till I'm passed out. Drink a pie.
Cole Swindell, it's his birthday today.
He's got some absolute just party songs.
Oh, man. Yeah. And his song, You Should Be Here, is one of my favorites. It reminds me of when my dad passed away, which is a bad memory. But that's
about to say, it's not a real party song.
Let's do it this morning on a Friday.
This party sucks. Let's get out of here. But he's got to be 39.
Oh, you're close. He's the ripe old age of 40 today.
I was going to say 40.
Also celebrating a birthday today.
There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
I want your heart. I want to eat his children. That dude was an absolute animal.
Well, and honest to God, for my money, the most frightening human being I ever saw fight.
Yeah.
Like, I saw, like, there's better fighters, you know, and things like that. But when Mike Tyson, when I was a little kid, and I watched him fight, I literally was worried that he would kill someone.
Yeah. In this interview that I recorded this audio from, they're like, are you upset this fight was so quick? So I'm wondering, like, because he used to knock a dude out in like 30 seconds.
He beat people before he got in the ring.
Right.
Like, people were in their minds just like, okay, he's going to hit me so hard, I'm going to die.
Imagine the butterflies you would have knowing you're about to step in the ring with Mike Tyson.
He was just, and then think of the, of course, the heinous stuff he did, went to jail. He has come back. He is now viewed as almost like this. It's weird. It's like him and Snoop, right?
They turned it around.
They went from like these hardcore, like in prison, you know, gangster rapper on one.
Yeah.
And now it's like they're almost like a teddy bear.
Intellectuals now?
No one thinks Mike Tyson's an intellectual, but you tell them that.
I've listened to his podcast. I can't even listen to his podcast. It's hard to hear. It's hard for me to listen to him talk.
But his background story of all the people that stole money from him and things like that, it's honestly, you feel a little bad for him at times, too.
Well, how old is old Mike T?
He's 57.
Oh, of course you would get the sports one, man. You're right on the nose with that one. He's 57 today.
Praise be to Allah.
I want your heart. I want to eat his children.
Man, he would just go off the rails on some of those things.
All right, we have, of course, if it's your birthday today, we want to wish you a happy birthday as well. Yeah.